part one of this bringing forth, I felt the need to slow down and consider Proudhon's argument in juxtaposition with Popper's, Karl Popper's chapter 10 of The Open Society and Its Enemies, which shares the title of with the book. In juxtaposition with Popper and with Alice and with Prince, because all four, I think, are looking at the same thing from different angles. Dissension and violence rending human society. And, I mean, this is coterminous with class, or maybe another way of simply saying a system of class rends human society with dissension and violence. And all four are concerned with how to heal the rend. And bringing them into nexus may bring us to the crux of our dilemma, we who have been made use of for many, many millennia. What I found myself reacting to is what Proudhon will say is the notion that the crux of the problem of society being rent into is the humans under class power of reflection. That faulty notions enter our heads, we get wedded to them, and we will not by force of another's disagreement let them go, these false notions, because to let them go would mean renouncing our will and our reason, to use the words of Proudhon. So, he argues, the problem is our thinking and our ego. And perhaps you see where I'm going with this, which is to Alice, who argued that the freezing of spontaneous feelings with the freezing of spontaneous feelings when the effort to force us to obey engenders fear and confusion in us. Is that clear? It's kind of, as I read it, seems kind of clumsy. That when we are infants and we find the person we look to provide security and love, a sense of security and love, is actually trying to force us to not listen to what we want to do, what our bodies say. This causes fear and confusion, which means it's a big puzzle that has to be figured out. And it can't be, because no one will help the child. Currently, that's the way it goes. And that's why Alice, in our reading of For Your Own Good, strongly recommended a kind aunt who could advocate for the child, because, as she says, the family underclass is totalitarian. It is a closed system of thought. There is no new ideas coming in. The child is trapped. This causes fear and a freezing of an authentic thought process with the freezing of spontaneous feelings. It forestalls the development then of the authentic self, the true self, the ego, which one needs to exist, both for us to authentically reason and to fiercely defend it. So Proudhon's argument pertains to those whose souls have not been bludgeoned into robotic repetitions of programmed thoughts. And then, he says, our false notions we will not let go until the truth is demonstrated by observation and experience. Popper, Karl Popper, in this chapter 10, we're going to excerpt, seems to corroborate this. And I'm going to be quoting him at length to provide an adequate context. It is from this excerpt that I took the opening quote from Karl Popper. So this is going to include that quote and elaborate a little bit on it. It's worth another reading, just particularly with the context, so that we can incorporate it into our discussions more clearly.